Roller Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
6:14, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan, Austin Price, and ready to do the top three trending stories this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
A law firm headed by Anthony Sabatini is on a short list to succeed Alex Andrade as city attorney for the city of Milton. Sabatini appeared before the Milton City Council to make the case that his three-member legal team be hired to represent the city. The Sabatini Law Firm is based in Orlando. Also in the running for the Milton attorney's job is the Gray Robinson Law Firm with 258 attorneys, headed by Milton's John Adams. Well, the new General Chappie James Jr. Flight Academy is opening its new state-of-the-art facility on Saturday. It's located on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Drive. The Academy offers an annual flight camp each summer and other STEM classes and programs throughout the year. The flight camp is offered to participants 13 to 17 years of age. And the body of a missing, unidentified 16-year-old swimmer was recovered this morning. Happened around 6 a.m. by Daphne Search and Rescue. Crews from Navarre Beach Fire Rescue, Holly Navarre Fire Department, and the Midway Fire District conducted an extensive search throughout the night but were unable to locate the body until this morning. Officials confirmed the teen had been swimming with family members east of the Navarre Bridge without the use of flotation devices at the time he went missing.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Alrighty, not too much going on the roads here. We were dealing with our usual backups on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Maybe a little bit if you were traveling southbound on Avalon Boulevard towards the Gulf Breeze area, just coming over the water heading towards Gulf Breeze Parkway. But those areas have seemingly cleared out. Thank you for staying safe out there. As for the weather, 76 degrees, low of 68 tonight with some patchy fog. Tomorrow, going to be a little bit rainy tomorrow, 30% chance of rain. Tomorrow's high is going to be 80 with a low of 67.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, classes will be back in session, and well, actually, they were back in session today at Florida State University, where a gunman killed two people on that campus last Thursday. Eben Brown has a report from Miami.
Students were witnesses to the on-campus shooting at Florida State University, and others are just shaken to know it happened close to where they might have been in class.
Honestly, I don't know how I'm going to go to class on Monday. I don't feel safe right now.
And students won't be forced to return today. University President Richard McCullough, in a video posted online, says attendance won't be mandatory, though counseling will be available.
It's okay. We will be flexible and find a way to accommodate you.
The semester is due to end May 2nd. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And unfortunately, speaking of the subject matter, the Pasco County Sheriff's Office says there was no threat after an empty gun case and ammunition magazines were found on the campus of University of South Florida in Tampa over the weekend. The discovery was made on Sunday, just a few days after the Florida State shooting. Authorities say the case and magazines were found in a bathroom near the Fine Arts Building. And although PSCO said that there was no threat, they told anyone who saw or heard anything suspicious to be sure to report it.
One Florida beach recently went to the dogs, and those that know how to surf were the dogs. WFL Channel 35 down in Orlando's reporter Matt Teresa is in Cocoa Beach with more on these surfing dogs.
Chris, Yellowshan's border Aussie Willie Good Dog has more than 500,000 followers across Instagram and TikTok, and this dog knows how to hang paw.
He surfs backwards.
Uh-huh. Willie was one of 23 contestants in the 13th annual East Coast Dog Surfing Festival in Cocoa Beach. The Brevard County Humane Society hosts the event with Ron John Surf Shop as their main sponsor. Around 5,000 people, along with their pets, show up from all over the country for the event. Most dogs here won't be surfing, but that's okay. There were also dog costume contests, vendors, and plenty of new friends to make.
And speaking of animals, Governor Ron DeSantis has signed a new law regulating pet insurance in Florida following unanimous approval from the legislature. The law requires insurers to disclose coverage details, including exclusions for chronic conditions. With rising veterinary costs, more pet owners are considering insurance for their animals' health care. The law takes effect on January 1st.
6:18 News Radio 92.3, a busy wildfire season is underway. Currently, 88 active wildfires affecting some 2,300 acres of land burning in Florida. The National Weather Service has not issued any red flag warnings this afternoon. However, Very low humidity combined with dry soil and vegetation is creating an elevated fire danger.
And the Florida Department of Commerce reporting the unemployment rate remains at 3.6% in March, with about 403,000 people unemployed. That's up 5,000 from February. There are 506,000 job openings in the Sunshine State, providing 1.25 openings per unemployed person. Despite this, the leisure and hospitality sector lost 900 jobs, and construction decreased by 1,400 jobs.
The Florida House passed a joint resolution, 8233, to amend the Florida Constitution to include term limits on county commissioners and school board members. Representative Michelle Saltzman's joint resolution will affect county commissioners and those district board members after serving 8 consecutive years. If approved by the legislature, the amendment would appear on the ballot for the 2026 general election.
All righty, just about 6:20 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. When we return in a few minutes, we'll get a deep dive on everything happening across the nation today right here on News Radio 92.3.
So you're getting ready to sell your house, and you've got everything figured out, and you're on the verge of getting a contract, and the buyer says, "How old is your roof?" You say, 12 years. And they say, "Oh, I'm going to need you to replace that." Do you? They ask you, "How old is your water heater?" And you say, "It's 7 years." And they say, "Ah, I need you to replace that." Should you? The air conditioner is 10 years old. Do you need to replace that? Because of insurance, the way insurance is working in Florida, these are real things. People can't get insurance, or the insurance rate is dramatically affected by the fact that, for example, the age of these parts of your home. So it used to be you didn't have to think about this stuff. Nowadays you do. The question is, what's normal? Well, that's why you have a good real estate agent, because your realtor should be able to help you walk through that and say, yes, you should replace that. It's worth the trade-off, or you shouldn't have to replace that, because they know exactly what the market is doing and what is normal. That's why you need a great real estate agent like Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty. 723-9158.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line, sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Hall's Hardware in Milton.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. UWF is going to be working on a brand new football stadium, and they got $2 million from the Tourism Development Council. What went on in those conversations? Santa Rosa County Commission is establishing a toll on the Navarre Beach Causeway. Is that an appropriate way to fund the new bridge? The monster plane, the C5 Galaxy, landing at NES Pensacola over the weekend. And the passing of Pope Francis at the age of 88. We talked about all of that on the Pensacola Morning News. Listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair and seems to be working awfully slow? Ah! After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill. It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction Wednesday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the FHSAA and the Florida Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Alrighty, looking at the roads here, not too much going on from what I can see. Thank you for continuing to stay safe out there this evening. As for the weather, it's going to be some patchy fog in this area, so when I say continue to stay safe, I mean it. Low of 68 tonight. Tomorrow, it's going to be a high of 80. Going to be some rainfall chances in the early half of your Tuesday, about a 30% chance, with the high being 80 and the low being 67.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Stocks ended down after President Trump put pressure on the Fed. Here's Hillary Barsky.
Stocks kicking off the new trading week sharply lower, with the Dow and NASDAQ suffering a fourth straight session of losses. Investors are on edge about President Trump's tariffs, as well as his threats to fire Fed Chief Jerome Powell. All 11 of the S&P 500 sectors finished in the red, with tech stocks the worst performers. In the meantime, gold is extending its record run and topping $3,400 a troy ounce. Most all of the Dow 30 members finishing in the red, except for Nike. The biggest Dow decliners, United Health Group, Salesforce, and Sherwin-Williams. The Dow falling 972 points, the NASDAQ lower by 416, S&P 500 down 125. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And President Trump will attend the funeral of Pope Francis. The president made the announcement on Truth Social earlier today. Funeral plans set to be discussed tomorrow. Trump said he and the First Lady are looking forward to being there. The Vatican said on Monday that the 88-year-old pontiff died from a stroke.
Okay, oil prices drop as the U.S. continues its talks with Iran over a potential nuclear deal. Laura Kantner has more for you.
Those talks appear to be moving in a positive direction. However, oil prices falling over 2% amid tariff uncertainty. Investors are concerned that higher tariffs could lower demand for fuel, as consumers are less likely to spend money on travel. The Easter holiday also attributing to the drop in oil prices, as well as President Trump's criticism over the Federal Reserve. The U.S. last week placed additional sanctions against a Chinese independent oil refinery that was allegedly processing Iranian crude oil. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
And ranchers in Northern California facing challenges with increasing wolf populations, which have returned to the area over the past decade. A couple of counties have even declared emergencies due to economic losses from wolf attacks on cattle. There's also rising safety concerns for pets and children. The California Department of Fish and Wildlife has approved a hazing strategy, which would employ non-lethal methods, such as shooting in the air or using trucks and drones to simply scare the wolves away. However, ranchers remain skeptical because they've said in past efforts, things such as like electric fences with flags have proven ineffective.
The Secret Service is looking for a man who snatched Kristi Noem's purse over the weekend. Of course, she's the Homeland Security Secretary. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem was out with her children and grandchildren when a thief took off with her bag at a D.C. restaurant. A DHS spokesperson says the theft occurred Sunday night. Secret Service is now reviewing security camera footage. A suspect is described as a white male wearing a medical mask. A report says Noem's driver's license, medication, apartment keys, passport, access badge, makeup, and cash were inside the bag. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth reportedly sharing more detailed military plans across a second group chat in the Signal app, this time with members of his family. Multiple reports say Hegseth shared the military plans regarding an operation against Houthis in Yemen with his brother, lawyer, and wife. Now, his brother and lawyer both have jobs at the Department of Defense, but his wife does not. The report comes following an incident last month where top members of Trump's cabinet sent operational plans and classified info about U.S. military strikes on a group thread on Signal, to which a report Porter had accidentally been added.
627 News Radio 92.3. Millions of student loan borrowers will need to start making payments next month or face penalties. Jared Halpern is at the White House.
The Education Department will resume collection of student loans in default next month. loan repayments have not been collected since March 2020 as part of the federal COVID pandemic response. More than 5 million borrowers are in default on federal student loans. Collections will begin May 5th and could include garnishing wages. In a statement, Education Secretary Linda McMahon says American taxpayers will no longer be forced to serve as collateral for irresponsible student loan policies. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And Tennessee Attorney General Jonathan Scarametti wants to end Google's search monopoly. He's leading a coalition that's proposing a package of remedies to end the tech giant's illegal monopoly and restore competition. Google and the U.S. government faced off today in court, and the hearing is expected to last 3 weeks. This is also something that Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer is taking part in.
Okay, 9 days of mourning are underway after Pope Francis died today. The latest now from Alex Hogan in Vatican City.
Francis suffered a stroke. He went into a coma and then died of heart failure. The Vatican announcing that sad, grim news, sending shockwaves around the world. This comes as people mark the man that he was, the Pope and the leader of the Catholic Church that he was, for faithful people around the world. He was someone who advocated for the rights of migrants. He spoke about the need for a ceasefire in Gaza. He also changed some of the language and on occasion would soften the language around LGBTQ Catholics, and all of this both earned him praise as well as criticism from people around the world.
And speaking of which, the College of Cardinals soon holding several meetings at the Vatican to start the process of selecting a new pope. They'll prepare for the upcoming election called a conclave. That's going to be about 15 to 20 days after the pope's death, depending on how long it takes for the cardinals to arrive in Vatican City. Conclaves are held in the Sistine Chapel and have historically lasted an average of around 4 days.
Okay, FDLE arrested 20-year-old Christopher Cobb, a suspected fentanyl trafficker in Escambia County. He was charged with 5 counts of trafficking the drug. The arrest was the result of a joint investigation by FDLA, DEA, FHP, and other agencies. Cobb was booked into the Escambia County Jail and is being held without bond. Coming up in less than 5 minutes, sports, News Radio 92.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Pope Francis has died at the age of 88 early today after suffering a stroke and heart failure. Fox's Alex Hogan takes a look back at his legacy.
Pope Francis leaves behind a complex legacy. He advocated for migrants' rights, called for a ceasefire in Gaza, spoke about climate change, and sometimes softened the language towards LGBTQ Catholics. But he remained staunchly against abortion.
President Trump says he and First Lady Melania will attend the Pope's funeral. Harvard University sues the Trump administration over threats to cut federal funding.
The Trump administration has claimed universities, including Harvard, allowed anti-Semitism on campus. In a statement, Harvard's president Alan Garber says, as a Jew and as an American, I know very well that there are valid concerns about rising anti-Semitism, but alleges this is government overreach.
That's Fox's Kristen Goodwin. America's listening to Fox News.
The Pensacola Navy Days 4K is Saturday, May 10th. This fun run starts at Plaza de Luna and runs up Palafox, along Bayfront to Veterans Park, and back to Plaza de Luna. Registrants receive a commemorative Pensacola Navy Days challenge coin and race t-shirt. You can run or walk, and when you return to Plaza de Luna, you can celebrate with a beverage and stick around for the Family Fun Fest. Register now at PensacolaNavyDays.com. That's PensacolaNavyDays.com.
Hey, it's Flint Lockwood here from Swallow Falls. My friends and I have just discovered these amazing living foodimals. But wait, we've also discovered a crisis that needs our help. According to my calculations, 1 in 5 kids in America struggles with hunger. That's almost 17 million kids. Our mission is to help solve hunger by teaming up with the Feeding America Network to get food to kids facing hunger in communities across the country.
Feeding America is a nationwide network of food banks, helping connect children and families who face hunger to billions of pounds of food, reaching shelters, schools, and community centers in every county in America, including yours. Help Flint and the Feeding America network of food banks get food to the people who need it in your community. Find your local Feeding America food bank at feedingamerica.org/hunger.
Together, we're Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola, tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
634 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now and the top three trending stories this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, a law firm headed by Anthony Sabatini is on a short list to succeed Alex Andrade as city attorney for the city of Milton. Sabatini appeared before the Milton City Council to make the case that his three-member legal team be hired to represent the city. The Sabatini Law Firm, based in Orlando, and is also part of the running. There's another law firm in the running for the Milton attorney's job, Gray Robinson Law Firm, with 258 attorneys, headed by Milton's John Adams. Well, the body of a missing unidentified 16-year-old swimmer was recovered this morning around 6 by Daphne Search and Rescue crews from Navarre Beach Fire Rescue. Holly Navarre Fire Department and the Midway Fire District conducted an extensive search throughout the night but were unable to locate that body until this morning. Officials confirmed the teen had been swimming with family members east of the Navarre Bridge without the use of flotation devices at the time he went missing. And FDOT is holding a hybrid public meeting tomorrow on a redesign concept for a multi-use path along Bayfront Parkway. The meeting scheduled at City Hall to show the current design and take public comment.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Well, the Celtics are avoiding a major injury. Star forward Jason Tatum said x-rays on his right wrist were clean after he suffered a hard fall during Boston's Game 1 victory over the Orlando Magic. Tatum collided midair with Kentavious Caldwell-Pope and Wendell Carter Jr. in the fourth quarter of Sunday's game. Caldwell-Pope was originally assessed a personal foul before a review determined it was actually a flagrant foul.
Okay, the Wahoos got a big win Sunday with a road win over Columbus 5-3. Pensacola returns home tomorrow with a six-game series against Knoxville. First pitch will go out at 6:05.
And I just mentioned this in passing a moment ago. Orlando, first game against the Boston Celtics, did not go as planned. They got crushed 103-86, despite Paolo Banchero leading all scorers with 36 points. Orlando's going to try to get even on Wednesday night in Boston, and the Miami Heat in a similar situation. They got blown out by the Cavaliers 121-100 in game one of their first-round series from Cleveland. Bam Adebayo netted 24 points for Miami, which will try to avoid an 0-2 hole in the best-of-seven series on Wednesday night as well.
Okay, here's the latest Fox Sports update.
Fox Sports update.
It's a Curry three. Ring it up! Curry with a triple!
There was one three-point shot that Stephen made. He was, like, floating off in motion, and we panned over to a shot of you, and you're just shaking your head. I mean, the man continues to amaze, doesn't he?
He does. Like I always say, Batman comes out of nowhere. You never see him coming, then he just falls from the sky, from a building, behind a door. and does some incredible things, man. He's going to be the reason that we do win at all. We all know that, but we got to protect him at all costs.
Jimmy Butler with TNT, confident in the Warriors after they went on the road into Houston and beat the second-seeded Rockets in Game 1 of their opening-round playoff series 95-85. Butler had 25 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists, and 5 steals. Steph Curry hit 5 three-pointers and finished with 31 points. Golden State will try for a 2-0 series lead tomorrow in Houston. For the 7th straight playoff series, Donovan Mitchell of the Cleveland Cavaliers scored at least 30 points in Game 1. Mitchell had 30 Sunday in the Cavaliers' 121-100 win over the Miami Heat. Game 2 Wednesday in Cleveland. Down 1 point at halftime against the Orlando Magic, the reigning NBA champion Boston Celtics outscored their opponent 55-37 in the second half. claimed Game 1, 103-86. Derek White led the Celtics with 30 points. Boston hosts Game 2 tomorrow. Oklahoma City Thunder, who finished with the best record of the NBA regular season, won their first playoff game Sunday by 51 points, fifth largest blowout in NBA playoffs history. The Thunder struck the Grizzlies 131-80. Game 2 tomorrow in Oklahoma City. Best of 7 in the NHL opening round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Sunday, Brett Howden scored twice. Vegas Golden Knights beat the Minnesota Wild 4-2. Toronto Maple Leafs got a goal on 2 assists from Mitch Marner in a 6-2 Game 1 victory over the Ottawa Senators. Logan Stankoven scored twice for the Hurricanes. Carolina beat New Jersey 4-1 of the series opener. It's Game On with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Yeah, and just kind of to finish up your NBA postseason scene, we got two games tonight, one of them just now getting underway. 9 minutes to go in the first quarter. Pistons tied with the Knicks 4-4, trying to even that series, and Clippers Nuggets will be getting underway at 9. Nuggets up 1-0 after a thrilling first game. Duke freshman Cooper Flagg officially declaring for the 2025 NBA draft. The National Men's College Basketball Player of the Year has long been projected to be the number one overall prospect in the draft following a stellar freshman season at Duke. The 18-year-old Flagg led Duke to an ACC title and the Final Four. Flagg said that it was an incredible year and added that he's got so much gratitude, felt so blessed for all the opportunities that he was given.
Okay, if you like to maybe partake in doing a little bit of gambling around sports, and if you have a gambling problem, the American Psychological Association says people in their early 20s are the fastest growing group of gamblers. If you or somebody you know needs help, call 888-ADMIT-IT for the Florida-based helpline. Gaming experts say 2.5 million Americans have a problem, and it should be seen as a public nuisance.
Alrighty, and last but not least, it's time for your CBS Sports Minute.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Zach Gelb with Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook that knows how to treat you right. Please gamble responsibly. NFL Draft Week is here, and I think Shedeur Sanders should be a top 5 pick, but I don't even think he'll go in the top 10. I have the Browns at 2, the Giants at 3, the Raiders at 6, and yes, even the Saints at 9, all passing on the Colorado signal caller. I could see the Giants maybe trading back up into the first round of the draft to snag Shedeur, but as we sit here 3 days away from the draft, I have Shedeur landing with the Pittsburgh Steelers at 21. I'm Zach Gelb.
What's up, baseball fans? It's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an Odds Boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your Odds Boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. Must be 21 years of age or older. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements, rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
All righty, this week marking the 15th anniversary of the Deepwater Horizon oil rig explosion. 11 people were killed and more than 100 million gallons of crude oil leaked into the then Gulf of Mexico, much of which floated to the Louisiana coastline, which is still feeling the effects. A newly released report by the conservation nonprofit Oceana found that impacts to wildlife habitat and to humans who rushed to help were more severe than most anticipated.
Okay, Vice President J.D. Vance visiting Pope Francis at the Vatican on Sunday, just one day before the Pope passed away at the age of 88. Alexandria Hoff has more from the White House.
As for the Vice President's meeting with the Holy Father yesterday, it was brief but impactful. Vice President Vance, he converted to Catholicism in 2019, making him the highest ranking Catholic official. He posted this morning on the Pope's passing, quote, "I just learned of the passing of Pope Francis. My heart goes out to millions of Christians all over the world who loved him. I was happy to see him yesterday, though he was obviously very ill, but I'll always remember him for the below homily he gave in the very early days of COVID. It was really quite beautiful. May God rest his soul." Now that 2020 homily he referenced there had to do with mortal fears and God's ability to soothe. Yesterday, Vance told Pope Francis that he prayed for him daily. The Pope gifted the Vice President chocolate Easter eggs for his three children.
And Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito speaking out against his court colleagues for a ruling that temporarily halts deportation flights under the Alien Enemies Act. Alito sent out his dissent after the high court agreed to block any additional flights that would deport migrants to a prison in El Salvador. Alito said the court issued unprecedented and legally questionable relief without giving lower courts a chance to rule and without hearing from the opposing party and without providing any explanation.
A very special reenlistment ceremony was held at the Pentagon recently, and Kevin Urinsky has more on it.
Congressional Medal of Honor recipient Sergeant Dakota Meyer reenlisted in the Marine Corps Reserves, 15 years since first leaving the service, and 16 years since the actions in Afghanistan, which earned him the medal. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said Meyer is a great example for today's generation.
It's one thing to give speeches. It's another thing to say, I'm going to raise my right hand and enlist to continue to do the thing I did at the highest possible level.
Sergeant Meyer says the motivation to reenlist is actually very simple.
I didn't want to do it because of the rank. I didn't want to do it for recognition. I just did it because the mission never left me.
Adding,
I just love this country.
Kevin Uretzky, Fox News.
And the wife of former New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez has been found guilty in her federal bribery trial. Prosecutors say Nadine Menendez was a partner in crime with her husband, being a go-between, demanding and collecting bribery payments. Her husband was already found guilty on similar charges and will report to prison to serve an 11-year sentence in June. That's the same month Nadine Menendez will now learn her fate.
Okay, Harvard's refusing to comply with the Trump administration's demands, which include requests for records about anti-Semitism and anti-Muslim activity on campus, among other things. Alexis McAdams at Harvard has the details.
So according to the Wall Street Journal, the threat of cutting another $1 billion in funding comes after months of pro-Palestinian protests on campus. And the Trump administration freezing more than $2 billion in federal funding. Last week, the White House sent an email to Harvard demanding a long list of changes. The school said these are outrageous changes to make. And according to the New York Times, that letter should have never been sent via email. The cuts are impacting the Harvard School of Public Health, we're told. That school says it gets nearly half of its total budget from federal funding, as the governor of Massachusetts says these cuts are bad for science.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Alrighty, not too much going on the roads here. Thank you for continuing to stay safe this evening. And please continue to do so for later, not just because I'm worried about you, but also because there's patchy fog in the area this evening. Tonight's low is going to be 68 degrees. Tomorrow, going to be some rainfall in the early half of your Tuesday, where it will be a high of 80 and a low of 67.
Here's today's business news.
Okay, lawyers for Google back in the courtroom again today for the final phase of their antitrust trial as the Department of Justice looks to break up the tech giant. Madison Allworth has more from Washington.
Last summer, a judge ruled with the Department of Justice, finding Google guilty of maintaining its monopoly over online searches by paying web browsers and phone manufacturers to be the default search engine. District Judge Amit Mehta saying in this decision, quote, Google is a monopolist and it has acted as one to maintain its monopoly. Now that the courts have established there's a monopoly, this trial will now determine what to do about it, with both sides arguing what the right remedy is. Google is expected to appeal the initial ruling, but they can't do so until the trial has been completed. The Department of Justice's remedy will include that Google needs to stop making these payments to phone manufacturers and to call for Google to spin off Chrome.
And economic optimism now low among bankers and supply managers in the Plains and the Midwest. That's according to multiple surveys from Creighton University. Recently announced tariffs reportedly hurting the economic outlook for supply managers. Meanwhile, bankers in the region are bracing for an underperforming season in the agriculture industry.
DHL Express suspending global shipments worth more than $800 to American consumers. Deborah Valentine has more on the trending story.
The multinational logistics company says the suspension, which includes shipments from Hong Kong, is due to U.S. customs regulatory changes. DHL says it's a temporary measure. The company said the decision was made in response to new U.S. customs rules. The rules require formal entry processing on all shipments worth more than $800. The minimum was $2,500 before a change was announced on April 5th. DHL said business-to-business shipments would continue but could face delays. Shipments worth less than $800 to either businesses or consumers are not impacted by the changes. Deborah Valentine, Fox News.
And a tech company partnering with the University of Pittsburgh to create AI-powered tools for faster disease detection. The tech company is called Leidos. It's put $10 million towards the project. Their five-year collaboration will focus on developing AI that can quickly detect illnesses such as heart disease and cancer, aiming to reduce diagnostic turnaround times. Leidos has operated a national laboratory for cancer research for more than 25 years.
Instagram, using AI to investigate its own users. Here's CJ Papa.
The social media platform searching for kids pretending to be adults by lying about their ages on the app. Its parent company, Meta, says Instagram will use AI to proactively scan for accounts it believes belongs to teens, even if they have entered an adult birthday when signing up. Kids caught lying will see their accounts automatically switch to a teen account, which are private by default. Private messages are restricted, so teens can only receive them from people they follow or are connected to. Kids of that age also get notifications if they are on Instagram for more than 60 minutes, and a sleep mode will be enabled that turns off notifications and sends auto replies to direct messages from 10 p.m. until 7 a.m. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Yeah, kind of touching on that in a bit further detail. This is something that the company Meta announced Monday, and apparently it's allegedly been using AI to do it for a while, but this is the first time this specific method is being used, as we heard. And I'm gonna go out on a limb, Chris, and I'm gonna say that a lot of teens aren't gonna be happy about that. That's just the latest string of stuff that's been holding back those young bucks.
The federal government has taken aim at Uber, and Hillary Barsky explains what's going on.
The Federal Trade Commission claims the ride-sharing giant misled customers who were charged for its Uber One subscription service without their consent. FTC Chair Andrew Ferguson says Americans are tired of getting signed up for unwanted subscriptions that seem impossible to cancel. The FTC alleges that Uber's deceptive billing and cancellation practices violates laws which require online retailers to disclose the terms of the service, obtain consumers' consent that they are charged for the services, and provide a simple way to cancel a recurring subscription. An Uber spokesperson said the company is disappointed by the FTC's complaint, but is confident the courts will side with Uber's position. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And the USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service has issued a public health alert for pork carnitas products sold at Aldi. The product may be contaminated with pieces of metal. The alert applies to 16-ounce packages labeled pork carnitas seasoned and seared pork with juices slow-cooked with citrus. The affected products have a use-by date of June 30th or July 1st printed on the side, and the Food Safety and Inspection Service urges consumers to not eat the product and discard it.
The U.S. and China have escalated their trade war as the Trump administration meets with several countries to discuss trade deals. Here's Grady Trimble.
Some experts are warning that China might be trying to privately strike trade deals of its own with countries in Europe, for example. And the idea here would be that Beijing would go to them and try to offer them something that they couldn't refuse, thereby leaving the U.S. out of the picture. But President Trump was asked by a reporter about how talks are going with Europe at the Easter egg roll. He seems optimistic.
I think we're doing really well. We're all set. There's a little transition, and that's going to happen. But ultimately, we're going to be the strongest that we've ever been as a nation.
Big question is how long that transition period is going to last.
All righty, and last but not least, it's time for Your Money Now.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The Federal Trade Commission today sued Uber, accusing the ride-hailing and delivery company of deceptive billing and cancellation practices that are tied directly to its subscription service. The agency claims Uber violated federal law by providing misleading information about its Uber One subscription service, failing to provide a simple way for users to cancel their membership and charging them without their consent. President Donald Trump ratcheting up his pressure campaign on Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell today, calling him a, quote, major loser, warning that the U.S. economy could slow down even further unless interest rates are lowered immediately. On Wall Street, stocks finished the first session of the week lower, with the Dow dropping more than 970 points, the S&P 500 down 124, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ was off the pace by 415. Crude oil futures for May above 63 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
All righty, we'll take one last quick break. 6:52 here. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. In just a couple minutes, we'll get some frivolous notes for you, or at least more frivolous, things a bit more on the pop culture side as we ease you into this evening. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
It will be a beautiful day in the neighborhood on Saturday, April 26th when WSRE hosts Be My Neighbor Day. Bring the kids from 10 to 2 to the WSRE Amos studio where they'll meet Daniel Tiger and enjoy free family fun focused on early learning, health, and safety, and the neighborly values of Mr. Rogers. Visit WSRE.org/events to learn more. Sponsored in part by the Florida Prepaid College Board, State Farm, Covering Florida, and the Lastinger Center for Learning at the University of Florida.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
Now return you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Alrighty, not much going on the roads this hour. Thank you for staying safe out there. Please continue to do so, because as we get into this evening, we do have some patchy fog in the area. Tonight's low being 68 degrees. Tomorrow, we may have about a 30% chance of showers in the early half of your Tuesday, where it will be a high of 80 and a low of 67.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Very interesting afternoon. I do hope your day's going along really nicely for yourself. There's a new number one at the movie box office this past weekend. Kathleen Malone has the details.
Sinners, an R-rated vampire-themed movie from star Michael P. Jordan and director Ryan Coogler, earned $46.6 million to become the top-earning film.
Careful, boy. You're gonna bite off more than you can chew. Love
you. Not far behind was the top earner the last 2 weeks, Minecraft movie.
You want me to fight the chicken? Chicken jockey!
The video game adaptation starring Jason Momoa and Jack Black made another $41.3 million. This weekend is the year's biggest so far, with $344 million in domestic box office receipts. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
And jury selection continued today in Lower Manhattan, the sex crimes retrial for Harvey Weinstein. So far, 9 of the 12 jurors have been picked for a trial that's expected to go into late May. Meanwhile, a judge last week did honor the former Hollywood producer's request to move out of the Rikers Island jail complex and into the hospital because of health issues. Weinstein is facing one count of rape and two counts of criminal sexual acts connected to three alleged incidents, including allegations from a woman who was not part of the original trial.
Okay, actor Ryan Gosling will be appearing in Star Wars Starfighter, just one of the new Star Wars media set to be released next year. Michelle Polino has more.
Lucasfilm confirmed Ryan Gosling will lead Star Wars Starfighter, with Sean Levy directing. The film begins production this fall with a theatrical release set for May 28th, 2027. Gosling appeared on stage with Lucasfilm President Kathleen Kennedy in Tokyo to make the announcement. The standalone film focuses on new characters and is set approximately 5 years after the rise of Skywalker. This marks Levy's directorial follow-up to the $1.3 billion box office smash Deadpool and Wolverine. Starfighter will release just over a year after the next Star Wars theatrical feature, The Mandalorian and Grogu, which hits theaters May 22nd, 2026. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And keeping with the Star Wars cinematic universe, Hayden Christensen returning to the ways of the Force. He confirmed Friday at the Star Wars Celebration in Tokyo that he will be reprising his role as Anakin Skywalker for the second season of the Disney Plus series Ahsoka. He debuted as the iconic Jedi in 2002's Star Wars Attack of the Clones and its follow-up, Revenge of the Sith, in 2005. He's also appeared as both Skywalker and Darth Vader in the Obi-Wan Kenobi series on Disney Plus, as well as in Ahsoka Season 1.
Okay, Broadway was turned upside down this past weekend. Michelle Polino returns and has more.
Stranger Things, the first shadow, brings the upside down to the Broadway stage. Set in 1959, decades before the Netflix series, the play takes fans back to a time when Hawkins seemed normal. The story follows teenage versions of familiar characters. Jim Hopper, the rebellious son of the police chief, Joyce Maldonado, later Joyce Byers, a theater-loving extrovert, and Henry Creel, the mysterious new kid looking for a fresh start. Dark twists, bloody noses, and telekinetic powers emerge as the sinister Upside Down begins its creep into Hawkins. The production reveals the backstory of the characters fans have come to know decades later. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Okay, the Florida Department of Education has failed to deliver qualified results. I want to pass this on to you. The state has a math problem. Fourth graders' performance has stagnated over the past decade. Eighth graders recently hit a 20-year low on the biannual test, ranking 41st among states. Half of Florida's high schoolers taking the Algebra 1 end-of-course exam scored their lowest levels. And the state average SAT score in math dipped to just 26%, considered college-ready in math.
Ugh.
Yeah, those tests can really be a problem. A lot of people can take them. A lot of people can't.
Everyone can relate to that. So tests are bummers.
Absolutely. Okay, have a great evening. Austin and I will be back at 4 tomorrow afternoon.
Absolutely. You're listening to News Radio 92.3.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.